whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. It's a pleasure to have everyone here today on the 4th of July, believe it or not. And we have a special guest in the studio with me this morning, the Executive Vice President of Ginger's Oil Company, and his name is Brian Marone. Welcome, Brian. Nice to have you.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here, guys.
Excellent. It's nice to have you with us, and we're going to find out everything there is to know about Ginger's Oil Company. First off, you're located in the southern part of Rhode Island, in beautiful downtown where?
Westerly.
Right, in Westerly.
Yeah, and we are located right at 110 Oak Street.
Okay.
Which is, you know, pretty central in town, I would say.
So for people that know Westerly, if they're downtown, like at where the, you know, the post office is, for example, how are you, a minute from there, 5 minutes?
I am a couple minutes from downtown Westerly's post office, and a 5 minute drive from the Tom Harvey post office. There's a couple of post offices in Westerly.
You're surrounded by post offices.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Well, Ginger's Oil Company has nothing to do with the fact that you have gingerbread or anything like that. Ginger is the name of someone, I presume?
It was. It was a nickname of my grandfather's brother. And
His brother?
His brother. Well, the last name is that started the company is Gincarelli.
Okay.
So the ginger came out of... you know, out of that somehow.
Okay.
His actual name was Frank. I don't know, you know,
You weren't there.
I wasn't there, and he just got the nickname. That's it.
And it's still going. Going a long time.
Everybody, you know, once in a while will come into Ginger's and look for ginger in the office, and we do not have one.
Right. Well, maybe you can just pretend you can get a dummy with a, should have red hair, though, right?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. And so how long has the company been around?
Well, we are now in our 79th year, I believe.
Wow.
A long-standing company of, you know, we first off started delivering, you know, kerosene to stoves to heat houses. And, you know, that was my grandfather. My father got into the oil business and, you know, getting into more of the, I would say, you know, technical or technician part of the business. Mm-hmm. So he would do some of the service and he would do the oil for many years. He did it by himself and maybe with one or two other guys to help.
79 years, a long time for, 9 years is a long time for a company to be in business these days, and 79 years to keep that going, that's pretty amazing. Ginger's Oil Company, as you said, started off with kerosene back in the day, almost 80 years ago. And then developed into the oil company, but now it's branched out. When you say where your location is that an actual just an office there, or do you have another business going?
So no. So then my father then after that branched out, and they started the gas station. Well, I got to say the gas pumps were probably there from the start. So I guess I missed that before. But in any case, it just grew and grew from one pump to two pumps to three pumps. And now, actually, that people know, we've just reopened. After about 3 month renovation, we now have four pumps.
Wow.
And now have a one-way traffic pattern that we are really trying to promote just to make the ease of the cars in our property, not on the state road. So we're just trying to eliminate any possible accidents or, you know, any issues that might occur.
Well, it sounds like
with people driving in both directions and everywhere, it can be a little chaotic at some points.
Right. Well, it's, you know, on the top, it sounds like, oh, big deal. They went from two pumps to three pumps to four pumps, but that's a huge investment, I would imagine, in today's equipment that's necessary for all of that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we actually, by rights, we actually only had to change the gas tanks because they were DEM up by 32-year standards. So we had to take those out anyway. But
so that means digging into the ground, excavating, get all that stuff out. That's a huge project.
Absolutely. And just the tanks alone is a huge project. But what we did was we ended up just starting from scratch and, just redoing the entire station from soup to nuts.
Well, there you go. And but it's a what you would call a full-service gas station. You have not only gas being pumped for the customer, right?
Absolutely. That's really the claim, I think, to our fame is, we are, one of the only full-serve gas stations around. I think there's only a couple others in Rhode Island, but, I think there's a lot of people that really depend on us.
You know, it's interesting. Did you choose to do that, or is there a financial reason to do that? What was the thought behind not having the traditional self-serve pumps that most other Rhode Island places have?
Well, we've always been full serve.
Yeah.
So I just think it has worked for us. And we also don't have a location where we are able to have a convenience store. So that right there really is unfortunately for us, we're just selling gas.
Well, that's
So for us, the full serve has been, just very good.
Right. Now, if somebody comes up, when I think of full-serve gas stations, when I was a kid, that's the way it all was. Everybody was like that. I can remember driving with my dad, and we'd pull up to a gas station, and there was almost a guy with, white gloves that would come up to the window, and one guy would open the hood and check the oil, another guy was wiping things down. Things aren't like that anymore, but people still can get their oil checks or something like that if they ask, right?
They can get their oil checked. They can get their windshield washed. If they'd like their whole car washed, they can go right next door to a car wash and take care of that too.
You have your own car wash also?
Yeah, right next door. There's a car wash. We have a full serve tunnel, automatic, 3 self serve bays, and I think we have it all down there, and we try to make it easier for our customers in everything we do.
So we're basically talking about the gas station, which is the most visible thing. But we also want to get to the fact that the name of the company is Ginger's Oil Company, right? And delivering oil is part of what you do?
It sure is. Yeah, we deliver to a number of residential customers as well as commercial. And, I think our rates are always very, very competitive. But I think our edge is we have our own service department, and we really have a localized area.
Right, and how far away do you deliver to?
I would say from Ginger's, I would say if you drew a circle, it'll probably be about a 15-mile radius.
And there's nothing wrong with delivering into Connecticut, which is right a few feet away, right? You can have customers in Connecticut. No state laws or anything that prohibit that, right?
No, we sure have some customers in Connecticut. Obviously, we need all of our licenses to deliver and do service in Connecticut, which we do. So,
So all through, the Stonington area and so forth, you have clients in Westerly and then upwards of that. So delivering oil and, is there, when people think about oil, they don't check oil prices like they do gas prices. Everybody knows that right now, gas is selling for $2.02 or whatever the price happens to be, or sometimes it was $3.59 or it was a big deal and it went down to $3.50 and that kind of thing. But oil, I don't think people have the same kind of thing. They normally seem to stick with an oil company once they find somebody they like, right?
I would say that people definitely still check prices, no doubt. There are definitely some customers that, like the fact that, we have automatic delivery, 24-hour, 7-day, 350, two-day service. And, they just like the fact that they have some kind of comfort level with that.
Right.
So, yeah.
I know in my own home, I have a company, and I live in Providence, so I can't take advantage of Ginger's, but But we have a company that, like you say, they come every month. I don't, once it's there and it's going and everything's rolling along, I kind of forget about it. And I would think that's a good thing, that you want people to be able to just depend on the fact that you haven't doubled your prices without telling them or anything like that, and that things are just kind of rolling along, and that's all good news.
Yeah, that's the way we do it.
That's good. And then service along with that goes with the oil, as far as oil burners and things like that. How do you handle that?
Yeah, we have our own service techs that do cleanings, you know, service calls, small installation stuff. So we do we really do it all.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So you have a service crew, so that if something goes wrong with the boiler, they can call you and get that fixed.
Correct.
Okay, that's excellent. And when you say small installations, is that things like water heaters or?
Yeah, water heaters, boilers.
You do
warm air furnaces, stuff like that.
So boilers and furnaces and all of that goes into that too. All right. Well, we're going to find out a lot more about Ginger's Oil and have some more conversation with Brian right after this brief commercial break. Ginger's Oil Company is the subject of today's Company Break. I'm Mike Maino and very pleased to be sitting with Brian Marone, who is the Executive Vice President of Ginger's Oil. Happy 4th of July, everyone. It's a great time of year to celebrate, and we have some things that will tie into that when we talk to Brian in a moment. But first off, I want to make sure that everybody knows there is a website you can go to check out Ginger's Oil, and it's a tough one to remember, right? It's
gingersoil.com.
gingersoil.com. Can't get any easier than that. And there's also a phone number you can call, which is 401-596-4221.
And that is the line for any emergency service after hours.
So if you want to call and check about your oil burner or your water heater or a service, or you were stupid and you ran out of oil, whatever it is, you call that number. And they'll get service right out to you. And that is a number that's available. They'll get a message and get back to you in emergency situations. And your burner breaks down always at the worst time, I'm sure, for most people. I know for mine, it's always like on a Saturday night or something, traditionally. Don't know why that happens. But somebody should do a survey on that. I mentioned Happy 4th of July. And one of the things that you offer is very important this time of year. When people are starting now to have their backyard barbecues, we have to keep it to under 250 people by the new guideline. But the backyard barbecues are important, and that's important because you sell propane.
We do. We sell propane right there. We do not do the exchange. We will fill your bottle, and you know, we do it by the gallon. So we are very fair in our pricing, and I think a lot of people are going to be a little bit excited to maybe get out and do a little backyard barbecuing. I think everybody's a little uptight and, you know,
right,
has had enough of just staying inside. And
now
we all have to stay safe as well, you know, with the masks, sure, and the 6 feet and the under hump, you know.
Yeah.
Under 15, if
following all the rules and regulations is very important. And this is going to be an important weekend, really. I know in some states when they didn't observe what they should have been observing during the Memorial Day weekend, those states have now spiked again. So we want to make sure that in Rhode Island and Connecticut we're safe and don't go crazy over this holiday weekend. It's an important holiday, but you can still be smart, like you say. Keep the masks on. Keep your distancing. Keep the groups down. Don't go crazy. Just stop at Ginger's Oil. Get propane. Because, like me, I'm a few days, you know, I was like a few days before and I realized that tank is getting a little empty. And I like the fact that I have my own tanks. I bought two of them. I think actually what happened was I had one when I bought a grill, and then I bought a new grill and another one came with it. And so I like refilling my own tanks because they're clean. I don't have to worry about somebody else's mess all over them. And I'm not big on that tank exchange thing. But so you fill private bottles, so to speak. Is that the right term, bottles?
Yeah, propane bottles. That's fine. Yep.
Never
and, you know, the general size of a gas grill tank is about 4.5 gallons.
4.5 gallons.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Now, along with propane, you also have available right there, which is not something a lot of people need, but if you did need it, Ginger's Oil has it. That's kerosene, right? They can buy it right there.
That's correct. Yeah, we have kerosene at a pump right there. I know a lot of people will use it for, you know, salamander heaters, space heaters that will only like to use the K1 clear kerosene, which we do have.
Now, when I was a kid, everybody had kerosene. I mean, I remember my grandfather had kerosene lamps all over the place. I'm sure that's not much anymore, but there's still uses for it occasionally. And so is it a pump like a regular gas pump, or is it a different kind of situation?
Yes, it just looks like a regular gas pump, you know, and really we really have it there for convenience, because like you said, it really is a dying fuel.
But when you need it, and Ginger's Oil Company has it.
Sure do.
And along with that, you carry diesel also, right?
That's correct. We have a diesel at the station as well, and we just put a brand new pump in during the renovation. So we do get a lot of larger truckers and a lot of the local landscapers and lumber companies that fuel up there.
Now, back in the late 1960s, my father's ambition was to have a new Mercedes. So I remember when he got it, I was all excited. And then we found out that he got this car but it was a diesel. and so we had to go searching for fuel back then. Do you find many cars with diesel stopping in, or not that many anymore?
There's a few. I wouldn't say a lot. But like you said, it's more of the Volkswagens, Mercedes, BMWs.
Yeah.
Cars like that,
right.
that will have the diesel. There's a few of them, and we do get a few of them. Yeah. I got to say, especially down in the Westerly Watchill area, there's a lot of people that come in from New York, and will they'll come down and fuel up there, get their propane as well. So
there you go. You have propane cars?
We don't have any propane cars anymore. That has probably been 25, 30 years since the last time I've seen one.
Really? Okay, because that was supposed to be the new big thing, and then it never happened. But all right, so Pete, you can get your diesel fuel, you can get your propane, you can get your kerosene, all these things. And during the commercial break, you said something that kind of caught my attention. You said you have a tank farm. Now, when I think of a tank farm, I live in Providence. I used to think of the Allens Avenue area of Providence with these huge, huge oil tanks and so forth, or whatever was in them. I didn't know it was in them, but most of them are gone. But the product has to be stored somewhere, right? And that's what you call a tank farm?
Yeah, so we have our own fuel that our tractor trailer brings in, so that our smaller trucks that do the residential and commercial deliveries can come right to our place instead of having to drive all the way to the terminal, each one of them. And it saves tremendous time for my drivers. So that just makes us obviously
more competitive.
More competitive, but we can do, I would say, more deliveries.
Okay.
Than most companies, because it's just quicker for us to get the fuel.
Yeah. Empty the truck, fill it right up again.
Yep.
All right, that's a smart business. It's wonderful where you have a company that's as old as yours, 79 years old, I think you said, at the top of the show.
Yeah.
And it's still going. It has all these things. And I'm sure over the years, you've had the opportunity to employ, it sounds like, quite a few people now. This is not just you running around driving a truck, pumping gas. I mean, there's other people involved in this. About how many would you say?
Right now, I'd say probably between the car wash and the gas station, 25.
Wow.
In that general vicinity.
25. So that's that's probably a major employer in the Westerly area. There's not a lot of businesses that have 25 employees. I mean, you got a few, but but as far as small businesses are concerned, you're a big small business.
I guess.
And
I can tell you, it has a lot of work in it. But
a lot of work, and it goes back to your grandfather or great-grandfather?
My grandfather.
Grandfather.
My grandfather and his brother started. And
what was the name again?
His nickname was Ginger.
Yeah, but I mean, the official Italian name was
Gencarelli.
Gencarelli
with an I at the end.
and You're Irish too, right?
Irish, oh yeah.
So a good Italian family, which there are a lot of Italian families down in the Westerly area.
They sure.
And, you know, we didn't start at the top of the show. Normally, I start off with a little bit about you personally, but I found out that you didn't always just work at the gas station. I found out from someone that you actually were a golf caddy for a while. Is that true?
Well, I was not a golf caddy, so I did. I worked at the Musquamic Club for probably 5 to 6 years, and I started as a kid that would wash clubs, pick up balls at the range. But as I progressed there, I ended up being the caddy master actually, and ran the crew.
Wow!
And yeah, that was just a little sidebar. I just wanted to do a little something different. Then pump gas, and
Was this when you were 15 or 16? Or
this was actually my first year out of college.
Oh, out of college?
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. It was my first summer out of college. I just went over and asked if there were any positions. I just wanted to just do something different, and
that's all,
and that's how it happened.
There you go.
It was actually a great experience.
All right.
Great experience. Met a lot of great people, and I would say that because of my relationship with a lot of the members there, it grew into my business because, you know, they all knew who I was and what I did. So
now
I did get a lot of great friends that I met there as customers, and they still are.
Do you play golf?
Yeah, I play golf.
So you play
I work too much, but
so now you play golf 4 or 5 days a week, right? Probably.
Not even close. I wish maybe once if I'm lucky.
Yeah, it's been a tough several months, I'm sure, during the not only the pandemic but also during the reconstruction, all the things you had going on, and you know, I think people forget about things like the DEM when you talk about the tanks and all the paperwork and all the routines and regulations and all that sort of stuff. That's going to be just a nightmare to say, let's just replace some gas tanks. And it turns into what is a lot of paperwork, right?
It can be. But, you know, when you do everything right, like it's supposed to, like we do, you know, they come in, they inspect the tanks that came out of the ground. They looked at the soil. You know, they, at the end of the day, we have an absolute clean bill of health. There's not one contaminated part that we dug, which was actually one end of the property to the other. So the fact that...
Now, you're out of business during that time period, right?
I mean, that's correct.
You're not pumping gas at all.
Right. We stopped selling gas on, I believe it was April 26th. No, I'm sorry, April 24th, and started selling on June 26th, exactly 2 months to the day. So, yeah, wow. We were without gas for 2 months.
So no, that means no income from that part of the business.
Correct.
A lot of outgo and no income.
And unfortunately, you know, there was a lot of the, you know, part-time guys that, you know, were out of the work, you know, for 2 months. So, you know, I kind of felt bad for them. But, you know, DEM called, so we had to do what we had to do.
But it is important that you do those kind of things right. And it's and it's important to the community to know that you do those things right so they can have the confidence in what's going on or in their neighborhood. It's great to have a company where, you know, like you mentioned, you played golf, you knew people in the neighborhood, you knew people in the surrounding area, and that has helped, I'm sure, keep the Ginger's Oil Company as a local good size a business going on. So it's just to kind of recap, this all started 79 years ago and started with some gas pumps, but most of the business was delivering oil then, right?
Yeah, it was one truck delivering kerosene.
Delivering kerosene.
It was delivering kerosene to 55-gallon drums, the little heaters in people's homes, and that's how they heated their home way back then.
Right. And then that kind of...
Then it grew into the oil, and, you know, and here we are. And, you know, my father's grandfather, started it. But my father, Eugene, really brought it to where it was. And I'm just keeping it there and trying to go higher.
Well, there you go. That's a good thing. So we have the gas station. We have the gas station, which is a full-serve gas. In other words, I know that my wife loves it. She doesn't have one around. She has one in Massachusetts right over the border in Seekonk that she goes to because she loves that. She doesn't want to get out of the car and pump gas. So if you've been looking for a place like that, Ginger's Oil has that. You just drive up. They pump the gas for you.
Yes,
and
we do.
You also have the car wash, which is right next door.
Right next door. Yeah, like I said, it's, you know, we have a tunnel. So we have a guy that will, you know, prep down the car, go through the machinery, and a guy at the end that will wipe it. The automatic, that is exactly what it is. It's either cash or credit. Drive into it, and the machine automatically does the wash. You drive out after the dryers, and you're done.
Right.
And obviously, the self-serve bays are self-explanatory.
Vacuums.
Do it yourself. Yes. We have six or seven vacuums. Think seven vacuums.
Wow. All right. Yep. I used to keep a roll of quarters in my glove compartment, so I'd have quarters for the vacuum. Is that the way that still works, or are those days gone?
No, we still use the quarters and the vacuums.
Okay.
Yeah. It seems to be the easiest way. The dollar bill acceptors, especially out in the weather, can be a pain.
Yeah. All right. So you have the car wash and the service for the for all of the oil equipment, which means the burners, the hot water heaters, and so forth, and the 24-hour service. Once again, there is a website, which is gingersoil.com. And, Brian, just give them the phone number one more time so they have that handy.
Sure. It's 401-596-4221. And at the end of the day, I'd really like to wish everybody a happy 4th. Be safe. And we'll all get through this.
And stay healthy, right?
You gotta stay
safe. Stay safe. Don't let your guard down. Keep those masks on. Hopefully, it won't be too much longer. But we've done a pretty good job in Rhode Island and Connecticut of turning things around. And let's keep it going that way. Don't go crazy on today's holiday, the 4th of July. But also here from WCRI, we wish everyone a happy 4th of July. And Brian, I want to thank you for coming in. It's been great talking with you and finding out a lot of things about Ginger's Oil Company in beautiful downtown Wesley. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, thank you again.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.